Moments ago, you saw cut the ribbon at the Republican headquarters here in Jacksonville. Senator, welcome to Jacksonville.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you.
We'd like to, while we have a few moments, we'd ask you a few questions about things that are of regional interest to the people in North Florida. As you probably know, under Nixon, the last Republican administration, the Cross Florida Barge Canal was stopped. That was 1974. Since then, the Army Corps of Engineers has completed an impact study both environmentally and economically. The question is, do you believe the Cross Florida Barge Canal is something you can support, and can Florida get the extra money from Congress for it?
I don't know. I know that Congressman Bennett favors it. Governor Askew is opposed to it. I don't know how the Florida congressmen break down. I think right now it's in sort of limbo. I don't know of any action in Congress that's pending that would provide funds. I'm willing to look at it, but I think it's a matter that's going to have to be pushed by your governor and by Charlie Bennett, who is pushing it, but I think I'll let them resolve that one.
Earlier today, you were quoted as saying the Democrats, if elected, would scuttle Florida's space program. What plans do the Republicans have concerning Florida's space program? Would they expand?
No, I don't think I said that. I said that Senator Mondale had been a consistent critic of the space shuttle program and fought it every year on the Senate floor, unsuccessfully, I might add, but we've been trying to hold the line against some of the efforts by Mondale and others to scuttle these programs. You just send us some more moderate to conservative members of Congress and keep President Ford in the White House, we'll do the best we can.
Does that mean you'd expand the program in Florida?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we'll do the best we can. We're not going to do it with Senator Mondale around.
Well, what is the best we can?
Well, I don't know what the best you can. You know, we're not against the program, put it that way. I've supported it every time it's been up in the Senate. I think I voted for increases in the space program. So I just say, as we've said everywhere, you know, look at our record. The record is there. I'll be glad to compare my record on this station or any other station in this part of Florida or southern Florida with Senator Mondale's. I don't think he'd make that statement, but I will.
Okay, we're out of time. Thank you very much, Senator. Eric, back to you. Consumer Protection Agency.
I voted for the Consumer Protection Agency when they adopted my ag exemption, which really exempted all of agriculture. I don't know what I'd do now that it's been to conference. I don't think it's going to come up again this year.
How fit do you think of the
I don't know. I've been reading a little bit today, and I haven't had a chance to read as much as you have, obviously, but whereas Secretary Rumsfeld is saying we've got to increase our naval power, I just think overall on defense that we've got to take a hard look. It just seems to me that we haven't had any new weapon systems, and this would fall in that category. We ought to be beefing up our defense instead of cutting it back.
And do you think with the Navy's current posture we could effectively blockade Cuba on a short notice?
I don't know. That's a judgment call that someone who had some expert knowledge in that area would have to respond to.
Jimmy Carter says you're distorting what he has said about tax legislation.
Well, I assumed he would say that. He's really on the hook. This has been the first break in the campaign. We really nailed Mr. Carter, and it's his own, nailed him on his own rhetoric. He said that he would increase taxes to those above the median. Now, I don't care what his staff says or what some of the apologists in the media say for him. Mm-hmm. He's stuck with that. It's in writing. And he says he's going to raise income taxes for everybody who has above the median income. That's above $14,000. He also says in that same interview he's going to tax all income alike. Now, that sounds good, but if you've been saving or somehow have property, you're going to pay almost
okay.
A double tax.
You're set for another live remote center. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, Steve. Will you keep it? So greeted by a pretty enthusiastic group here, about 300 people altogether at GOP headquarters. He made a speech, mostly about Jimmy Carter, not too much about himself and President Ford, knocking Jimmy Carter on the tax reform issue, inexperience, some other issues. Senator, recently somebody asked me when they heard I was going to interview you, do you sharpen your tongue every night? You spent a great deal of your time attacking Jimmy Carter as opposed to supporting yourself and President Ford, saying good things about yourself and President Ford. Why is that?
Oh, we say a lot of good things about President Ford. I don't go around bragging about myself. I'm not like Governor Carter, but I do say a great deal about President Ford. It just seems to me that we have to set the record straight, and we think that is being done, and that's why the polls are shifting now in favor of President Ford. We're still behind, but we're catching up.
Now, you told this crowd the polls are getting better every day, but you couldn't say how much better. Why not?
Well, the NBC poll shows 7%. I'm just suggesting we're a little better than that.
How much better?
Well,
a point, two?
We'll find out.
Now, you said that Florida is a key state, again, and everybody says here that you are trailing in Florida. One of our local labor leaders, John Bowden, was here to greet you today. Right. He told me he wouldn't support Jimmy Carter. Now, is this the sort of person that you and President Ford are going after in Florida? Is that the idea?
We're looking for support for those who believe in a conservative philosophy, and we look at defense and spending, gun control, up and down the line. You've got Mondale and Carter on one side and Ford and Dole on the other. And I'm very happy that John Bowden believes in our philosophy. We're looking for other labor officials and labor leaders, and particularly rank-and-file union members.
Do you have indications that you have them or will get them?
We're getting a great number in the surveys that aren't following the dictates of George Meany. If they did that, they would all vote for the other ticket. But, you know, people are independent in this country. They're homeowners. They're taxpayers. They're concerned about federal interference and the federal government. And they want a philosophy. And I think when they look at the liberal record of Mondale and what Carter promises, the choice is going to be clear. They're going to vote for President Ford.
Now, you have been hammering away at Jimmy Carter for the last couple of days. You've got an issue, this tax reform business.
I certainly have.
You told the crowd here that he apparently thinks nobody wants to have their taxes reduced. Will Ford and Dole reduce taxes for me and other people in America?
We'll try. President Ford sent a tax reform package to Congress. He's trying to help the middle income groups. Carter said he doesn't think people want their taxes lowered. That's what he said, not what I said. That's what he said.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Senator Dole. We're on our way to what may be a very successful evening. Beyond that, if you have any questions, we'll be.
Senator, you had a physical checkup today. What did the doctor say?
Great. Excellent health.
No problems?
No problems.
When will we get a report?
Soon.
This week?
Oh, yeah. What week is it? This week. Right.
Senator, are you familiar with Mr. Carter's? Are you familiar with Mr. Carter's Playboy interview? And do you have any reaction to that?
No, I've been too busy. I haven't had a chance to read it, so I don't have any comment on that.
Senator, could you move up just a bit?
Oh, sure. It's kind of noisy, isn't it?
Senator, do you think the revelations about the president's having accepted those two wall boundings from U.S. Steel have any effect on the campaign?
No. Well, I understand there will be. One of the four will be a debate with Senator Mondale and myself. I'm not certain the exact date, mid-October. We're not certain of the location, but I understand there will be one debate.
A lot of people are saying that this battle is just Carter and Ford, the vice presidential
candidate.
Do you have any reaction to that?
I would if I could hear the question.
A lot of people are saying this is just Jimmy Carter versus Gerald Ford, that the vice presidential candidates really don't matter this time around.
Well, I think that's largely true. I'm under no illusion that the vice presidential candidates are going to upstage their running mates. We're out trying to help President Ford, and I know Senator Mondale's trying to help Governor Carter. It's hard for him sometimes, but he's doing the best he can.
Can a vice presidential candidate be his own man?
I've been my own man for 30 days, and I've got 30 to go, so we're going to be Bob Taft's man tonight.
Senator, can you shed any light on the Watergate prosecutor's interest in the 5th Congressional District's financial records regarding the President's 72 campaign?
No.
Senator, it's been said that you've said that Carter should keep his mouth shut and just not give any more interviews. How are you expecting him to do tomorrow evening at the debate?
Well, I expect him to open his mouth first, and but I just think that the way he's been talking about raising everyone's taxes, I should think everyone here would be home figuring out how much more it's going to cost you. But it just seems to me that he hasn't done too well on interviews lately. But the debate's a big thing. I don't suggest that he's going to bomb out, but it's going to be very interesting. The American people are interested. I think it's going to be a very healthy thing for the political process. I don't wish him bad luck. I just hope President Ford does a great job.
Will the best man in the debates probably be elected president?
It could happen. It could happen. Bob could probably answer that with more accuracy. I don't think so. I think we're going to carry Ohio. Bob Taft's going to be reelected, and we're going to carry Ohio. I really can't tell you anything about it. I read it in the paper coming out. And that's really all I can say. I don't have any information on it, don't know any of the facts. All I know is what I've read in the paper. Haven't even seen it on television yet.
So. How do you think this is going to affect the campaign?
Oh, I don't think it's going to affect the campaign at all, but, you know, let's get the facts before we start drawing conclusions.
How important do you see the upcoming presidential debates and vice presidential?
I think they're very important. I think there's a great deal of interest. American people, there are going to be millions and millions of viewers who may make a judgment on the first debate. I think they'll be sort of downhill from then on. Maybe not. Maybe there'll be so much interest created. But the first debate is sort of like the first moonshot. Everyone's going to be tuned in, and we're going to have, I think, a very healthy exchange by two good men. And I just believe that when it's over, the American people understand that President Ford has that experience and demonstrated leadership that we need.
And when it is over and after the election is over, if you are elected, do you see the role of the vice president changing in the next president?
Do I see it changing? I don't know. I visited with some of Hubert Humphrey today, and he was telling me about the role of the vice presidency. And he said even though there were a lot of shortcomings in any vice presidency, that he would do it again if he had a chance. And I think the same would be true of Nelson Rockefeller. I'll be there to serve the president, first of all, and plus have some special interests of my own.
Senator, is it the publication you're concerned about regarding the Playboy interview or the interview itself? Would you deny the public to read what their potential president has?
Well, I don't deny to read it. Just not my kind of publication.
Senator, some pollsters. Thank you, gentlemen.
Your political behavior, you feel you've reassured people. And he absolutely would not let us go for 20 minutes with other appointments pending. He delivered a monologue that we found rather remarkable.
And he knew that you were tape recording.
He did indeed. Here are some.
Well, I think everyone's met my wife, Elizabeth. She's lost her voice, so I'll be doing most of the talking this week. My daughter, Robin's also on her first political effort this year, and she's got to get her warmed up one of these days. Let me say that I've been in Ohio so often, and I said this in Medina the other day at the picnic, that there was a time in 1970 I thought I was the third senator from Ohio. I remember taking off one morning with Bob Taft. I think we were leaving Columbus, and we discovered that both the caps were off the gas tanks in the airplane, and the pilot suggested we probably ought to land because the gas would be sucked out. So we agreed to that very quickly. But we had a great time that year, and it's sort of a replay, and it's going to end the same way. Bob Taft's going to be reelected, and we're all very thankful for that because we need him in the Senate, and I know that's why you're here, and that's why I'll be here as often as he'll let me come. In addition to that, of course, Ohio is a very key state for President Ford. And, of course, I'm running, too, but I figured out if Ford doesn't make it, I won't make it either. Yeah, right. So we think perhaps the polls would indicate that it's very even or we're somewhat behind in the state of Ohio. But it just seems to me that we get all these Republicans cranked up in this state that it's going to turn around if we are, in fact, behind. And we really count on this group and the group I'll be meeting with later on this evening for a great deal of effort. Mr. Carter has been saying a lot of things the last few days that I can't possibly cover all of those, but
touch
one on a 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
right.
Let him talk.
But one area that concerns us, of course, is in the area of defense, and I say this very seriously. Mr. Carter has said he's going to cut defense $5 to $7 billion. I'm not certain what he says now with Secretary Rumsfeld saying we should increase defense just to stay even. Of course, that's only half as much as Metzenbaum wants to cut defense. He wants to cut it $15 billion. So I don't know how you work that out. Maybe we compromise and cut it, $20 billion. That would make both Metzenbaum and Governor Carter happy. But it is a very serious issue in this campaign. It just seems to me, as we travel around the country, the American people are concerned about a strong America for the sake of peace. I mean, very properly concerned about a strong America for the sake of peace. We're not looking for aggression. We We're not wanting any hostilities, but if we're going to have any force in this world as a leader in effort for peace, we've got to deal from strength, and it's just that basic. Now, if Governor Carter has some magic way to cut $7 billion, then he ought to tell us. He's going to raise taxes for most everyone, and I assume that's to pay for all these new programs and his platform, but I'll be discussing many of these things later this evening. We're just pleased to be here, pleased to be in Ohio anytime. It's a really a fascinating political state. When I first went to Congress, and I still marvel at how the Republicans produce in this great state, and produce really fine congressmen and senators for the most part, and so thank you very much, and we'll see you all later. Thank you.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
Can I have you step back, please?
How are we doing?
Got it.
You got it?
Got it?
Excuse us, please.
Just a second. Here's a plain question on agriculture.
Agriculture, okay. Hey!
You said in your address inside that the president had told you that he had some special role in mind for you in agriculture if your ticket is elected. Can you elaborate on that at all?
I think just in a general way, just to emphasize the importance of it and some background in it and help in exports and things of that kind.
Heading any special commission or anything like that?
Oh, no. I can be a great help because it's something I really understand. I understand the importance of exports, and I think it would be helpful to the administration.
And just what was it he said to you?
That's about what he said to me.
Senator, from agriculture to sex, do you consider it not appropriate that Mr. Carter gave the
interview
to Playboy magazine?
That's a decision he made. I just wouldn't do it. You know, it's his judgment, and he made it. And I wasn't asked, and had I been, I would have said no.
Why?
Excuse me, Senator.
Why would you say no, Senator?
I'd rather talk to you.